Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and thank you for joining me again as we continue our study in the book of Revelation. If you've listened to the last episode, I went through an overview of prophecy, just in general, over some concepts of prophecy as really prophecy is sometimes difficult to understand, but we're trying to simplify it as easily as we can. We ask a couple questions as far as how do we know that Jesus is coming back. If you look around today, if you ask 10 people walking on the street, what's the most common book that you're reading right now in the Bible? It may not necessarily be the book of Revelation, or it may not be the Bible itself. Some, you know, in general, there's not an interest in reading the Bible or particularly the book of Revelation.
Some may shy away from reading the book of Revelation because they may think it's only a book of doom, gloom, and destruction, when in fact, it's a book of hope for the church, a promise of salvation for Israel, and the restoration of God's creation of heaven and earth. While symbolism may be confusing to some, understanding the symbolism helps one to understand the life-giving message of Jesus. Here's Dr. Davis in lesson number 2 and the revealing of the Ancient of Days, the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
In verse 1, Revelation comes from the Greek word apokalypsis or apocalypse. Apocalypse means an uncovering or an unveiling, setting forth or a manifestation of. Revelation is the uncovering of Jesus Christ. As we have said before, is a messianic book. Jesus is the Messiah, is an uncovering of Jesus Christ. The primary focus of the book of Revelation is to unveil the Lord Jesus Christ in his role as coming king over all the earth. I'm going to say that one more time as this is an important point. The primary focus of the book of Revelation is to unveil the Lord Jesus Christ in his role as coming king over all the earth. In verse 1, it says, to show his servants things which must shortly take place. Shortly comes from the word takos, which we get our word tachometer, something that will happen quickly as in a succession of events once they begin to unfold. Moving on to verse 2, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. This was sent from God to John via his angel. John, his beloved, bore witness to the word of God, the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things he saw. So in verse 1, it tells us this is a prophetic book. In verse 2, it tells us this is a pictorial book because John is writing of all the things he saw, which reinforces that this is a pictorial book. Moving on to verse 3, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. This is a prophetic anticipation of Revelation. When John wrote this book, it was later than it ever had been. And I want to spend just a minute here. It is later than it ever has been. The coming of Jesus Christ is closer than it ever has been.
In 1978, the late gospel songwriter Andre Crouch wrote and recorded the song Soon and Very Soon. It says perfectly what Dr. Davis has stated today in her lesson, that the coming of Jesus is getting closer and closer every day. When Crouch wrote the song, he was inspired by the words of Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne. Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Soon, the curtains of the old order will be pulled down for every eye to see as Jesus appears on earth, bringing into existence a new order, an order of love, peace, goodness, and righteousness that will last for eternity. No longer will God's people suffer and die, but shall live in the light of the glory of God for eternity. If you would like to be a part of this glorious new life when Jesus returns, but you're not sure of your standing with the Lord today, then please take a moment and pray. If you need help, please contact the Truth Team by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or write to her at Truth Matters, P.O. Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. Please email or write today because the return of Jesus is getting closer every day. Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is a ministry of the Truth Project.